Okay, our learning should be continuous. Chos our Rebbe Reb Moshe Tzvi Rafila Simcha Shana Basleya Basor Shar Chol Yisrael. There's a famous principle from Rav Tzedek HaKohen and other tzaddikim that Rav Weinberger loves quoting. It's called the Kriya is in the Ma'or is the Zman. That whatever we're reading on Shabbos, whatever the parsha is of the Shabbos, it's awakening what goes on during that week. Whatever the Shabbos is, this week Shabbos Vayikra, Shabbos Parsha is a Chodesh, the whole week has something to do with those ideas. So it's not Stam that the Israeli elections were this week. And it's not Stam that there's so much tumult for the past few months, all about what's going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and everything going on in Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be with Eretz Yisrael overall. Netanyahu's famous speech in Washington, D.C., about the Iran things, and I'm not an expert in politics, but there's something going on here that there's a connection between HaChodesh and the Israeli election. Why dafka did it happen this week? We'll say maybe we'll learn a little. We're going to learn two Kedushas Levis tonight, and Bez Hashem, maybe we could see a deeper idea on this thought of Rav Tzedek HaKohen. The Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak or Berditch of Zuchus Gan Aleinu, brings an amazing idea down. Parshas Bo, on that one of the he has few ideas on Chodesh Zalachem, but the one idea we're going to focus on is a mamish and a very very important idea. That important, I thought it would be shach to do it inside. I don't want to do it outside. I want to do it inside, but it's not so long, so don't worry. The pasuk says Chodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodeshim. Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the first mitzvah the Klai Yisrael is going to get, that this month will be for you. There will be the Rosh Chodeshim. There will be the head. The head of the months. So the Kedushas Levi explains, HaKlal, a rule. Ki lefamim menasa ha-melech medino shalo, im ohavim oso ve-ovdim oso be-emes. Sometimes, a king tests his servants to be able to see if they're actually truly serving him out of love, out of mamash, out of full purity. And sometimes, ulefamim ha-melech menasa es ha-medinos, im heim ohavim es banav. Sometimes, what happens? Sometimes the melech tests the servants of the kingdom to see if the people in the kingdom are serving him out of love. And sometimes he tests those same people, those medinos, to see if they're serving his children out of love. So there's two types of tests from the king. The king is seeing if his servants actually are serving him because they love him. And the second type of test, he's seeing it. The king tries to see if they're serving them out of love to see if they love his children. So this is what the Kedushas Levi explains. The Moridic idea. Welcome. The chein hu b'tishrei, and the same thing goes by Tishrei and Nisan, specifically in Tishrei. Hashem yisbarach danas ha'olam im heim ohavim also v'yareim imenu. In Tishrei, Chodesh Baruch Hu judges the world to see if they actually fear him. Right? We all know that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The whole world stands where the lashon of the tefillah. We're standing like a flock of sheep, and Hashem judges who's going to pass away and who's going to be birthed. Right. Everyone knows by that time in Musaf. However, in Nisan, it's a different type of experience. Uben Nisan, Hashem yisubarach danas olam imheim ohavim es bnei Yisrael. But Nisan, Hashem judges the world to see if they love Jews, to see if how the world is treating Klal Yisrael. So we see the parallel here. You see there's a major difference between Tishrei and Nisan. Tishrei, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the world to see if they're serving him be'emes, if they love him be'emes. And Nisan, Hashem, there's a total new judgment going on. Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the world to see if they love Klal Yisrael. Listen to what he says here. U'lekach, therefore, Paro she'asa ra li'Yisrael. Therefore, what Paro did to Klal Yisrael, that he did all these terrible acts and all these terrible things, throwing Jewish blood babies into the river. Therefore, what did Chodesh Baruch Hu do? Loka Chodesh Baruch Hu osu b'zeh Chodesh. Dafka Chodesh Baruch Hu chose the month of Nisan to be able to pay back Paro what he did. Listen to what he says here. V'zehu ha-remes ha-chodesh hazeh lachem. And that's why the pasuk says that this month should be for them. What does lachem mean? Kilomar b'shvilchem. Meaning to say, for you, because of you, that you have the ability. Rishon hu lachem l'chot she'eshano. That this is going to be the first for them, for the rest of the year. Kulomar, listen to what he says. Hashefa ha'nishba me'es Hashem yisbeh b'chorash ha'nisan. All of the abundance of bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to Klal Yisrael in the month of Nisan, the ha'mishpat hu b'shvil Yisrael. Everything, all the amazing brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the rest of the year, it's dafka because of Klal Yisrael. Umisha osa ra li Yisrael. And anyone who does anything wrong to Jews, anyone who tries to kill Jews, anyone who tries to be able to make sure that there's going to be a nuclear agreement with Iran and the U.S. and then saying on public television, I'm not saying who said this, but saying that he didn't really give an alternative plan. And Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers these things. Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is not me. This is Kadosh Levi, right? Umisha osa ra li Yisrael. And someone who does something bad to Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu nifra mimenu v'osim nisim liYisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a miracle for them. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. So you're supposed to be able to save the Kadosh Levi outside again. Kadosh Levi said there are two types of judgments. The first judgment, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the world to see in Tishrei to see if they fear Him, and in Nisan Kadosh Baruch Hu judges to see how if the world loves Klal Yisrael, if the world loves Jews. If they're not, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to dafka punish them, and that's exactly what happened to Paro. Paro was dafka punished in the month of Nisan because of the essence of Nisan is to show the love between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So we see there's a very deep idea between the love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. There's another famous Kedushas Levi that the whole world talks about. If you haven't heard about it, now you can join the world. Rav Zilberstein quotes this, Rabbi Radinsky quotes this, Rabbi Razer quotes this, Shapir Shah Rabbi Leibowitz quotes this. It's an amazing idea. Kedushas Levi brings down the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Va'amartem Zelech Pesach Hu Lashem. And there should be a Pesach offering to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a great question. He said, and I'm sure you know this, we've spoken about this before. He says, sometimes in the Torah calls the month of Pesach Chag HaMatzos, and sometimes the Torah calls the Yontif of Pesach Pesach. So the Kedushas Levi wants to say a great question. What's going on here? Why is Davka, sometimes in the Torah, does it call it Chag HaMatzos? And why sometimes in the Torah does it call Chag HaPesach? You have to stay together. It's all about Achdus. It's all about what's going on here. So Kedushas Levi says a Mordic thing. Unbelievable idea. He quotes the Pasuk, at Shir Shirim, in Perek Vav, in Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Right? There's a very famous Pasuk around Elul time, because everyone loves saying the Rashi Tevos. And I am to my beloved is to me. So listen to what the Kedushas Levi says. We'll say it outside, then we'll say it, maybe say it inside. He says that the time that when the Torah talks about Chag HaMatzos, it's specifically referring to something that Klal Yisrael did. What's Chag HaMatzos? What did Klal Yisrael do? They didn't have enough time to stay in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, to wait for the bread to rise. So they had to get out of there, and they had the Amunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be okay with them. So dafka, the times that to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise of Klal Yisrael, it's the Torah refers to Chag HaMatzos. It says, Klal Yisrael, great job. Right? It's like a husband to a wife, saying great steak tonight, or great chicken tonight, or great chicken soup. Great cholent. But what happens? There's not only one side to a marriage. There's a second side to a marriage. And what's the second side? What's Pesach? Pesach refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu's miracle that he passed over the houses of the Bechoros of Klal Yisrael. Right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill the firstborns of Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly when the Torah refers to Pesach, it refers to the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it says that exactly fits in beautifully with the Gemara and Brachas of Vav and Aleph. What's the Gemara saying in Brachas Vav and Aleph? It says that just like a Klal Yisrael wears tefillin, Kadosh Baruch Hu also wears tefillin. What's written in our tefillin? Praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is the best. Hashem is one. Hashem is our only one. And what's written in the tefillin of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara in Brachas. What's written in the tefillin of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Mika Amcha Yisrael. Who's like the nation of Klal Yisrael? So the Kiddush Levi wants to say, and that's the whole Indian of Pesach. The whole Indian of Pesach is this mamash show, this tremendous connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Between this love affair. This mamash, this romance. This romantic thing. And maybe we could say, that's why there's a minhag. I'm not sure if it's brought down by Shulchan Aruch. Someone maybe could tell me. Maybe you could tell me. That there's a minhag to say Shir Shirim after the Haggadah. Why dafka Shir Shirim? Okay, so we read Shir Shirim on Shabbos Chamoy, very good. But why dafka there's a minhag to say Shir Shirim after the Haggadah? It's because the whole Shir Shirim, we know, is a mashal of the love between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's to be able to see that Kadosh Baruch Hu mamash loves Klal Yisrael so much, and Klal Yisrael loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu so much. Right? And that's what it's all about. So to be able to connect this to a chasan and kala, this is pretty easy. You don't have to go out on a limb here. Yeah, you have it pretty good. You know, chasan and kala, the more one gives to the next, the more, the It creates this love. It creates this connection. When the chassan is always looking for the good things in the kala, and the kala is always looking for the positive and geshmak things in her chassan, it's a beautiful marriage. But how does a person do that? How does a chassan kala do that? They're supposed to look at, you have to look at your parents, right? We have to look at our past. We have to look at our ancestors. That's why the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Kol dodi hinei zedba medaleg al harem mekapitz al gvos, right? A simple explanation of the pasuk is the voice of my beloved skips over the hills and jumps over the mountains. What does the Midrash say? Al tikra haharim. Don't read in mountains. El hahorim. Don't read in mountains. It's the avos. It's the avos. That's why Chodesh Baruch Hu loves Chai so much, because of the avos, because of connection to the avos. And the more we resemble our avos, the more we take after our avos, the more we'll be able to infuse this ahava in our own daily lives, and specifically in our marriage. And just to be able to close, there's a famous story of the Blush of a Rebbe, Zuchus Gan Aleinu. He was once standing in the Holocaust, and he was standing with some of the members of his town. And the story goes, I'm pretty sure Yaf Eliach brings this story down in her amazing book, it tells of the Holocaust. She says the following story happened. The Nazis in Machshima, what they like to do sometimes is not, they didn't like to kill Klai Yisrael and bring him to the forest. They like to have a little fun with them. So what happened? They made this huge pit. It's a very famous story. They made this huge pit, and they made all the Jews line up. And they said, if you could jump over the pit, which is impossible, then you'll be able to survive. But if you fall in the pit, we're going to shoot you on the spot. What happened was all the Jews were lining up, and it was an impossible task for the Klai Yisrael, for any Jew, for any human being to be able to jump over. And what happened was that this non-affiliated Jew saw the Rebbe online, and he came over to Mamash to the Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, I really don't want to die. What should we do? He said, well, the Blizzard Rebbe answered back, when we go up there, hold on to me, and we'll jump together. The guy's like, what? What does that mean? Like, I thought you were giving me some bracha. Like, okay. So it's finally, they're like second in line, and Mamash, there's Jewish blood spilling everywhere. This isn't the best thing for Shavuot brachas, but the message is, so he says that the story goes is that the Blizzard Rebbe, it was their turn, and suddenly the Blizzard Rebbe and this Jew standing next to him, they jumped, and the next second they saw themselves on the other side of the pit. And the guy looked back to the Rebbe and he said, what just happened? What were you thinking about? And the Blizzard Rebbe asked, what were you thinking about? He said, I was just holding on to you. Like, but Rebbe, like, what were you thinking about? He said, I was holding on to the arcs of our avos. I was holding on to the tremendous hashpahos of our avos. I was holding on to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rachel, Rivka, and Leah. So Be'ezras Hashem, Yishbi Zocha, to always follow what it means to be Rav Tzadik. Everything in the parsha follows what goes on. Everything in the week follows what goes on in the parsha. If we talk about a chodesh, and when we see that the beautiful idea of the Kedushas Levi, that anyone who's going to mess with Klai Yisrael, this is like a pump up speech. They're gonna get back from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, like the Chasan and Kala, there's this tremendous love between each other. And that's exactly why sometimes in the Torah it talks about Chag HaMatzos to emphasize the praise of Klai Yisrael, and sometimes in the Torah it says Chag HaPesach to emphasize the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly why. But how do we see it in the Chasan and Kala to be able to infuse this? By looking back at their avos, to be able to see how our avos survived in the past, how our avos had their own marriages, had their own midos, how they infused Torah and Yiddishkeit in their own lives. And that's the story of the Blush of Rebbe, to be able to hold on to the avos. And Be'ez Hashem, as we go into the month of Nisan, as the Gemara says, just as in the Nisan we were redeemed, so too in future Nisan we will be redeemed. Be'ez Hashem should be zocha to feel this love between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael the whole month. That doesn't say just until Pesach. Mamash, the whole month of Achodesh Azalachem, Rishon, Rosh, Lechol Chad Sheyashana. Have a beautiful Shabbat.